Kurt, how are you?
Doing great, Tony. Thank you.
How in the world do you stay in this business for 30 years?
Actually, it's been a great business to be in, and it continues to evolve, and it's been a really good ride. It seems like it's gone actually quite fast.
Talk about the history of the business, especially the acquiring the big building that you're in now.
Well, we started in 1981 in Meridian Mall, and we were there until we moved over in this location in 2001. And we were just fortunate when our lease came up and we looked at our options. Barnes & Noble was moving out of this, and it was a good spot for them, but they need to expand. So we really were lucky to fall into it.
You also took this building, and you didn't just throw up shoes. You really took a lot of great care into the decor and the ambience.
We were real fortunate when Bud Schmidt and Schmidt's Grocery came into this. They designed a really, really nice building. And so some of the things that it kind of let go, and we were able to take and redo the skylights and the beams and a variety of things. And it just got a lot of character.
Kurt, how much has your grassroots effort to get runners into your store, to sponsor races, to have your big sale, which draws in lots of folks, how much of a role has that played in the success of your business?
Oh, it's certainly played a lot. We've been successful in a big part because of the community support we've got. We're real fortunate to be in this community, and they've just given us a lot of support. So, you know, that's, you know, achieving what we achieved this year was a reflection of that.
Well, I've already been to the sale, me and the boys and my wife, but you're having another sale, Customer Appreciation Week, which has been going on this week. Tell us about it.
Well, we just had a variety of things going on through the week, some specials, and then more involvement in different events. We're going to be down in Old Town tonight at 6 o'clock with a run, and we had a run last night at Hawk Hollow, and we've had trainers in and different programs. So it's just kind of reflecting on what we've done and trying to share that with the community.
And, Kurt, for people who want more information about Playmakers, how do they get that?
Just go to playmakers.com, and we'll have everything listed on that.
Kurt, what can the state of Michigan do to help you be better at your business?
Actually, I feel like we're happy with the state of Michigan. I think that I think the big thing for us in this state is to continue to focus on what we can do to initiate better health and wellness, and I think that's happening, you know, and I think it's real important. I think people understand that today as more kids are getting diabetes and having obesity and that kind of thing. I think we're starting to respond more than ever.
Kurt Munson is the founding owner of Playmakers. Happy 30 years, Kurt. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you very much, Tony.